Hey beautiful people, it's your girl Laura Bennett here. And welcome back to She Thrives, the daily dose of motivation and self-love you need to conquer the world, one glorious day at a time. Today, we're diving into something super juicy. Embracing your emotions, those messy, beautiful, sometimes confusing things that make us human. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? You know, up, down, sideways, maybe even looping the loop occasionally. It's totally normal. The trick is not to fight those feelings or try to bury them under a pile of denial and band-aids. Trust me, I've tried that. We need to learn to ride the waves, understand what they're telling us, and use that emotional intelligence to grow into even more amazing versions of ourselves. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is going all woo-woo on you, hear me out. It's not about becoming some Zen master who floats above every feeling like a fluffy cloud. It's about acknowledging that emotions are valid, they serve a purpose, and learning to navigate them with grace and understanding. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like your body's GPS system. They're sending you signals, giving you clues about what you need, what's important to you, and where you might be heading next. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you start riding those emotional waves with confidence. 1. Name it to tame it. This is a simple but powerful tip. When you feel an emotion bubbling up, take a moment to pause and simply identify it. Are you feeling anxious? Joyful? Frustrated? Sad? Putting a label on that feeling can actually start to lessen its intensity. You are taking control of the narrative instead of letting your emotions run the show. 2. Dig deeper. Once you've identified an emotion, ask yourself why. What triggered this feeling? Is there something specific happening in your life that's contributing to it? By exploring the root cause, you can gain a deeper understanding of yourself and your emotional landscape. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion. Sometimes it takes a little effort, but the insights are worth it. 3. Embrace the full spectrum. Remember, there's no such thing as good or bad emotions. They all serve a purpose. Anger can be a signal that something is wrong or needs to change. Sadness allows us to process loss and grief. Even fear can be helpful, keeping us safe from danger. By embracing the full spectrum of human experience, we become more resilient and emotionally intelligent. 4. Express yourself authentically. Bottling up your emotions is like trying to hold a balloon filled with water. Eventually, it's going to burst. Find healthy ways to express your feelings. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, write in a journal, create art, or dance it out. Let those emotions flow freely and without judgment. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during challenging times. Remember that everyone goes through emotional ups and downs. It's okay to not be okay sometimes. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant woman I met at a networking event last week. She was incredibly successful in her career but confessed she often felt overwhelmed by stress and anxiety. She told me she used to try to power through those feelings, pretending everything was fine, but it was exhausting. Then, she started practicing mindfulness and journaling, just taking a few minutes each day to check in with herself and acknowledge her emotions without judgment. The result? Sarah feels more grounded, more present, and more capable of handling the challenges that come her way. She's even found joy in the little things again, which is a huge win. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you embrace your emotions and use them as fuel for growth. Remember, this isn't about becoming some emotionless robot or pretending everything is always sunshine and rainbows. It's about owning your feelings, understanding their messages, and using that knowledge to create a more authentic and fulfilling life. Listen, this journey is all about progress, not perfection. Some days will be easier than others, but the key is to keep showing up for yourself, keep learning, and keep growing. You are capable of incredible things. Now go out there and rock your day with confidence and emotional intelligence. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little extra self-love today. You never know, it could make all the difference. Until next time, stay fabulous.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.